Alyssa Walker Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With sports' biggest and best names. Chicago Bulls game analyst Stacey King.
The one thing about this team is that they're resolved. I mean, they continue to fight through injuries. We have guys on the bench that are stepping up. Our depth has been one of the reasons why we're one of the better teams in the NBA.
The fastest hour in radio. Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Alyssa Walker Campbell.
We are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell. And yes, it is time to shift gears as we get set to talk some NBA and get the latest news and notes on your Dallas Mavericks as they are reeling and looking to get back on track. Certainly a disappointing road trip in Philly and Chicago. And the good news, how about this? The acquisition of 16-year veteran point guard and five-time NBA champion Derek Fisher, who truly could provide this team with an immediate boost. And I have to tell you, one of our favorite Sooners and longtime NBA veteran, he won three consecutive NBA championships with his Chicago Bulls. He is joining us this weekend. We're going to do a recap of the Mavs Chicago. Chicago Bulls television analyst, Stacey Ronald King, our boy from Lawton, Oklahoma. How are you, sweet Sooner?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain.
All is well with you, and let's get after it. I want you to take it easy on my Mavs, because they are enduring a difficult stretch right now, Stacey. They did take it on the chin in that brutal 101-78 loss to your Bulls, but you guys really have bounced back in a big way. You had some impressive bench production, 50-plus points. The bottom line is, when your reserves come into the game and they have that be-ready mentality, that's going to win you some ball games.
Yeah, well, we dropped a game the other night to Milwaukee after having a 27-point lead, and our bench didn't really get a chance to play that much. So Tom Thibodeau, really gave an opportunity against the Mavs, and I thought that was the big difference. The bench came in, the starters got us the lead, but the bench was able to maintain it and build upon that lead, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
And the common denominator, when you think about Chicago and Dallas, they're both missing their superstar players. Of course, you guys don't have Derrick Rose. We miss mightily. Dirk, how has the absence of your superstar point guard, how has that affected the team? Because, the one slot, that's the most important position on the floor.
Well, I mean, anytime you take such a big component out of your team, it's going to hurt your team. I mean, you look at the Mavericks right now, they've done a good job as far as they've been able to score over 100 points there in the top 10 in scoring.
Right.
But they're a much better team when Dirk Nowitzki's there, because he not only does he have the ability to make himself better, he makes everybody else around them better, and that's what you get when you have a superstar. And that's one of the things we're missing with Derrick Rose right now. We've proven that we can win without him in the short term, but we're going to have to play much better here this year, avoid injuries, and then hopefully when he comes back in the second half of the season, we'll be in a good position to make a move towards the playoffs and get a better seat.
Stacey, can you expound on that? I mean, when do they anticipate that Derek will return? Are we looking at February, the All-Star break?
Well, the target date was February after the injury, so it's an 8 to 9 month deal. But with the way he's doing right now, he's ahead of schedule. He's doing a great job at the rehab. He's running, they're just starting to cut from what I hear. He's in great spirits, and just watching the Adidas The Return commercial has everybody here in Chicago excited about his return.
One of the most entertaining sports analysts on television. He's quick-witted. We remember that during his days at Oklahoma. The great Stacey King is with us from the Chicago Bulls. And I thought you just brought up a great point. I mean, it seems like the Bulls, they've had their share of up and downs this season. But I have to ask you, is this team learning how to function and execute on its own without its best player?
It's very difficult. I mean, I said this last night, if you can take off, LeBron James off of Miami, they'll still be good with Dwayne Wade, but they're not the same team. You look at the Mavericks without Dirk Nowitzki. Those guys mean so much to their team. When you take that component out, the team has to, make an adjustment. Because sometimes those injuries, those guys are only gone a couple of weeks, a month. With our situation, Derek being gone most of the season, that's a little bit more difficult. But our guys are learning to play without him. They know that we're a much better team when he's on the floor. But you still got a job to do. This is the NBA. This is professional sports. And, injuries are part of the game. So everybody, the next man has to step up. And that's what Tom Thibodeau preaches here in Chicago. Next man step up. When Derek comes back, if he comes back, we'll be glad to have him. But right now, he's not here, and we got to go with the guys that we got.
Stacey, you're exactly right. I mean, the substitution patterns have changed. But if there's one thing about Chicago, when you scout them and break them down, and that is consistent in their game, is their ability to rebound the basketball. I mean, they out-rebounded the Mavs by 13. And I remember being in Chicago last year, and on the dry erase board, Coach Carlisle had on there, be combative, because this is a team, the Bulls are a team that pride themselves on second-chance points and really pursuing the basketball. They love to get those rebounds, and they love to pound in that physicality of the game.
Well, this has been one of the best offensive rebounding teams, one of the best rebounding teams in the league the last two seasons under Tom Thibodeau. And one thing that's all about is just being aggressive, and they believe that they're going to hit you in the mouth before you hit them in the mouth. And so the approach to the game is, hey, you know, we want to give ourselves as many opportunities to get second-chance points, second-chance opportunities, and what better way to do that is, number one, focus on the defensive end, try to force turnovers, get some quick runouts, and then second-chance points. I mean, that's all effort, and that's what this team's all about, all effort.
Do you like how some of the new guys, you got Kirk Heinrich, Nate Robinson, Nazi Mohammed, how they have fit into Tom Thibodeau's system and how they've been able to acclimate and be a part of it?
Well, Kirk's done a good job. He's been banged up. You know, he got hurt in the preseason, but he's starting to round back in the form. And, you know, it's an adjustment. Anytime, you know, we've had the best bench in the league the last 2 years, very productive bench. Guys have really stepped up for the Bulls the last two seasons to make this team the winningest team in the regular season. And we've lost, you know, pretty much all that bench. And we've got a new bench this year. Nazi Mohammed came over from Oklahoma City. We've got Nate Robinson. We've got Marco Bellinelli. So we've got a bunch of new players. And any team's going to be adjusted. You know, teams have to get acclimated. They've got to get acclimated to what the Bulls are trying to do. New system, new teammates. So it's an adjustment, but we'll get better.
It's interesting you bring up the Oklahoma City Thunder, Nazi Mohammed, making, you know, that transition over to the Bulls. But also big news immediately following the game against Chicago and the loss for the Dallas Mavericks is that head coach Rick Carlisle talked about that they're going to be bringing Derek Fisher on board. And he is truly a proven playoff guy. You know, he'll spot up for the three. But can you talk about, Stacey, all the years that you have followed the NBA, you've been a part of it, just the maturity that he brings. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's a great pickup for them, just watching them. I haven't really got a chance to see, you know, Dallas play a lot. And then, you know, you've got a young point guard, Darren Collison, who's done a great job for the Mavericks. But what you now bring in is you bring in a veteran that's won championships, that understands, you know, his role, understands what leadership's all about. He's going to be great in the locker room. He's somebody that your younger players can look up to. You know, not only can he still play and be very effective in what he does, but he brings a calming presence in the locker room, a veteran leadership, guys that they'll respect him as soon as he walks through the door because of his pedigree. Just watching the Mavericks last night, you have a kid, young player like Dominique Jones, who's really not a point guard, he's a combo guard. And last night with Collison being out, he was forced to play predominantly as a point guard. And I thought that really hurt, you know, not only the Mavericks yesterday, but I thought it hurt O.J. Mayo because when you've got a point guard in there like Collison, who's a pass-first type of point guard, or Derek Fisher, they would get, you know, O.J. Mayo off. And O.J. Mayo had a hard time getting his shot last night because he had to do so many other things. And the one thing, to his credit, he didn't force shots. You know, he had a difficult time shooting, but he wasn't searching out shots trying to get his game on. He was kind of letting the game come to him, which, you know, you can see he's starting to evolve as a younger player, and that's a great pickup by the Mavericks.
Former NBA center that won three consecutive championships with Chicago. He is now the color announcer for Comcast Sports. Does an outstanding job. He is the hot sauce. Stacey King. And, you know, it is interesting as we talk about Derek Fisher, the common thread between the two of you is you both played for Phil Jackson. And, you know, one of the things I'm looking forward to getting to know as far as with Derek is that, you know, one thing about Coach Jackson is that I would assume that he really prepares for how to, you know, make your teammates better. And so that's the one thing I suppose that we can look forward to with bringing Derek on board.
Yeah, you know, the luxury that the Mavericks are going to have bringing in a player like Derek Fisher is like having a coach on the floor. He did a great job at Oklahoma City in the short time he was there last year and helping that team out and helping Westbrook out. And he's going to do the same thing with the Mavericks. Now, if you're expecting Derek Fisher to come out and play 40 minutes a game, that's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, not saying he can't be effective, but you also got to watch his minutes because he's a veteran. He's a veteran guard. You know, he's up there a little long in the tooth, but even though he's long in the tooth, he brings great experience and he brings great leadership. And for younger players like Darren Collison and O.J. Mayo and those type of guys, it's only going to make them much better and help them in their careers.
Derek Fisher, 38 years old, and you're exactly right, Stacey. I would probably anticipate maybe around 20 minutes per game that we can look forward to. And my final question for you is, what were your thoughts about the Lakers, the stunning move of not bringing back Phil Jackson when he was prepared to return?
Well, I was a little shocked in that because I thought the team that they had was an ideal situation to bring Phil back because, you know, to run a triangle offense, it's great to have a dominant center. And, you know, they got one in Dwight Howard. And I was really surprised that, you know, they didn't bring him back. And I know he was probably surprised. But, you know, I know Mike D'Antoni. He's a great guy. And, you know, once he's able to get his fingerprints on this team, you know, he missed the training camp. You know, I think expectations now, you know, people are like, wow, you know, they're not as good as we thought they were going to be, yada, yada. You got to give this team some time. People forget Miami didn't win a championship the first year that they had the big three together. So, you know, this is a work in progress, and Mike D'Antoni is a fine coach. It's just a matter of time before they get, you know, once they get Steve Nash back, I think, you know, people will look at this team totally different because that's a system that you've got to have a great point guard in. And if you look what Mike D'Antoni did with Steve Nash in Phoenix, and then you turn around and he had, you know, Jeremy Lin in New York last year, a guy no one even knew about and turned him into a superstar overnight. You know, he's going to get the point guard, you know, to get the keys to the Ferrari. And I think Steve Nash is a good guy.
Stacey King with the Chicago Bulls has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And always as a courtesy, tell all of our fans, Stacey, where they can go and find all those outstanding products that you have at your website.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we do a lot of things for the fans that, you know, not only the Chicago Bulls fans, but, you know, we have your team, any team's colors. Go to www.21-king.com, and we have all kind of apparel. We have all kind of fan things that, you know, that you can root for your team. We have talking bobbleheads. Good Christmas gift. So
yeah.
if you're a Stacey King fan, you get a chance to see me on TV,
uh-huh.
Grab one of those bobbleheads and catch one of my catchphrases I use on TV.
Stacey King, the entrepreneur. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Have a wonderful holiday season, okay?
You too.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.